still, pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything is kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Yeah, Huggy Lowdown.
The beige father is back on the block.
What up, Hug?
Sue Wilkes.
Hey,
hi. How you doing, Peaches?
Oh, fine.
Good to have you and Light Skin Herb reuniting on Cyber Monday. And J.F.D. Brown still holding it down, the last of the TJMS Brohicans. How was y'all weekend? Was it Kirk Franklin like mine? Because mine was shorter than John McCain's reach trying to hail a taxi. And you know that's short. But honestly, folks, I'm glad my radio family survived Black Friday. And shigadi. Every year, Black Friday's getting blacker and blacker. Mm-hmm. Grown folk acting a fool over 50-inch, $50 flat screens and crock pots. I mean, they were playing the damn knockout game at some of these stores. They had women in Walmart rumbling. One woman pulled out a taser she bought. She bought some votes with her. No cash. She was charging everything. Y'all see the video of the woman on the floor fighting at Franklin Mills up in Philly?
Yeah.
Who knew? Who knew me and Chris Paul was going to be in Philly on December the 20th at the World Cafe?
What a segue.
What a segue at the World Cafe on December the 20th. Had to make a rhyme, Jay. And if that lady's listening and she's a fan, hold on, Fantasia. Okay, anyway, I had to, that's called filler. Anyway, I want her to charge her ticket. Wait for it. Tom Siberday, you ever notice there's no statistics of Black Friday fights at Wims and Sonoma? Hell never. You'll never see that because a half price toaster is $300.
Half price.
Shig-a-dee. Wims and Sonoma will make you want to further your high school diploma, won't it? Oh, yeah, I've been there. Mm-hmm. Security asked me to leave after he followed me like I was on Twitter. Mm-hmm. All I asked him was, where were the one slice toasters located? You know, those prices will make you ask those kind of questions. If the two, three, maybe the one slice toaster's 150, give me that sucker. I'm going ahead and make an announcement, y'all.
Okay.
Now, this may come as a surprise. Tom Silver J, but I don't think my Redskins are going to go to the Super Bowl this year. Who knew? Who knew I'm putting R. Kelly on this week's list? Have y'all heard his Christmas song yet?
Yeah.
I heard y'all talking about Christmas. I was thinking the same thing. Christmas, I'll be stepping. That's what me and Chris Paul call going straight to the couch. If he didn't say Christmas and mistletoe, I wouldn't have known it was a Christmas song at all. I mean, he could at least put a dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun in the song. Thank God it's on the Best Man Holiday Set. Can you imagine a whole R. Kelly Christmas album where he just insert Christmas into his own song? Like Christmas, I'll be stepping. Santa Claus is trapped in a closet this Christmas. I believe I can fly this Christmas. You remind me of a Jeep this Christmas. Did y'all see the K. Michelle Awards on Soul Train last night?
The K. Michelle Awards.
Oh, good Google Moogle. I didn't know. I didn't know she was stacked like that. Damn! She's shaped like a centaur, Sybil. At one point, I thought her behind was her background singer's behind. Can I get a hot tub? I know people were talking about her hair, and she had enough hair to share, but damn her hair. I don't care. We're talking about her talent and that big old round voice of hers. Anyway, she won the Kenya Moore Play the Piano with Her Butt Award. Double damn! K. Michelle must be a Destiny Child fan. You know the K, like Kelly Rowland. Michelle Williams, and she's shaped like Beyonce. Triple damn! It's here, y'all. Huggy Lowdown and Chris Paul DVD on Amazon.com, $19.99.